do now the Shir Tanya for the 25th day of Tishrei in Hashanah Peshuta, and we're starting the 25th Perek in Igeres HaKodesh. And in this Igeres HaKodesh, the Alter Rebbe is going to defend or explain a statement of the Baal Shem Tov. Some people were picking on the statement of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov was saying that even even if a goy who is mevavel, who is confusing and not allowing for the other person to daven, he uses language that the Shechina rests over there, Shechina shors over there, and they were objecting to this. What do you mean the Shechina goes by a goy in the klippas? And they think this is not possible. The Alter Rebbe will explain that the Baal Shem Tov spoke in Yiddish, and therefore they didn't exactly translate the words exactly. But the idea is actually very true, as the Alter Rebbe is going to go through and saying that everything in the world that happens has an inspiration at a certain level from above, from Hashem, and everything comes down into even in the other side, the Lumazah, in Goyim, and everything else is Hashem's way, which is dressed up through the different means, but they still have that spark over there. It's not in a way that the Shekhinah rests over there, which is what the where the sort of the mistake came about. Let's look inside. Perikhovei. Lahovin Imre Bina. To understand the words of wisdom, or Bina, understanding. That which is written in the book which is called the instructions of the Ribosh. Ribosh is Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem. That's the Baal Shem Tov's instruction. So the Rebbe makes right away a note. Hagam shebe'emes einet tzava'osu. This is not really his instruction. He didn't instruct anything, the Baal Shem Tov. V'loy tziva klal lifnei petirosu. Before his passing, the Baal Shem Tov didn't instruct anything. So even though it says tzavo, you usually would mean the last will and when a person gives out his tzavo, but this wasn't really a tzavo. They're just a collection from his pure sayings. So they collected it, collection after collection. So that's where they get the sefer. So he says, they didn't know how to accurately, properly translate the language. However, the intent over here is emes lamita. It's true of the truth. In other words, what is meant over there is absolutely true, even though the wording that they used may have not been so precise, the word. To understand this, we have to first introduce the saying of our sages of blessed memory. If a person gets angry, it's as if you would be worshipping idols. So the question becomes, why is such a worship of Avedazore? He's angry. So okay, it's a bad midah. But why is like Avedah Zarah? Explain, because when you get angry, you are basically saying you're not believing in Hashem, that this Hashem did this to you, because you think that somebody did it. That's why you get angry at the person, because at Hashem you don't get angry. So what's the reason? Why is it a person like worshiping idols? It's understood to those who know understanding. Because at the time that he's angry, so the belief in Hashem has left him. If he would have believed that this is from Hashem, that this happened to him, then he wouldn't be angry at all. He's not angry at Hashem, he's angry at the person that caused it. But that doesn't mean, why don't they have a right to be cast if Hashem wants it to be? Does it mean then that the other person is not going to be punished for doing what he's doing to me? He got him in kais? No, the other one is going to be punished. But he's going to be punished. He's going to have to answer for his bad choices. But what happened to me, the Eibishter would make to you anyway. It doesn't make a difference. Even though it's a person who has a choice So how could we say that the Eibishter is doing it? That person has a choice to do it. He doesn't have to do it. It's not the Eibishter sent him to do this because he has a choice. The one who's cursing him or beating him, Makalo, Makeyu, or hurting or beating him, Mazik, and hurting his money, is a person who has a choice. And he will be guilty both in the courts, the human court over here by the Beis Din, and also in the heavenly court, Dine Shamayim, Al Roya B'Chirosei, for his bad choices. That doesn't mean that the Eibishter is not doing it to you. Afo Pikein, Ala Nizek V'Nigrizar Min HaShamayim. The one who has been damaged, he had already been decreed from the heavens. V'Har B'Shluchim LaMokim, the Eibishter has many agents. So another one, the other one is a bad choice. He has to pay for his choices. But what has to happen to you, the Eibishter has many ways of happening to you. So if it's not this person, it'll be somebody else. So what happened to you has to happen anyway, so there's no reason to get angry. It's not only the general, that Al Tareb is going to bring out the theme over here now, that at the actual time when something is happening to you, the way the person has the energy and is able to do it to you, the Eibishter has to vitalize him that moment as well. So it turns out that at that precise moment, the Eibishter has to, as we know, the point in Tanya, the Rebbe is going to reiterate what we learned in Shari Yichud V'Amunah, that Hashem has to continuously create all the time, every instant, and otherwise we would become Ayin V'Efes. It would be no more, because we're Yesh V'Ayin, we'd be no longer there. So it means at that moment that the other person is hurting me, the Eibishter is vitalizing, giving him the koyach to do that. So that means the Eibishter directly is responsible. That's what he says, V'loyeh elafilu. It's not just generally it's destined for you to get something. At that particular moment, the Eibishter is giving it to you. Elafilu b'shozu mamash makeyu amakalui. Even at that time exactly, that he's beating him or cursing him. V'slavish v'koyach avayeh v'ruch pivyiz borach amakayeh makaymei. So in him dresses up the power of Hashem and the spirit of his mouth, his blessed mouth, that vitalizes him and gives him existence. They who gives the person that is cursing him or beating him the koyach at that mind, that comes from the koyach Hashem, ruch pivis barach, that gives them. Okamashikosi brings the story of Shmu Beis, Perik Zayin, Posikyud. Of the pasuk says, "Ki Hashem Omer leKalil." That was after the victory of David HaMelech, and he won over everything. So there was a fellow named Shimi, who was being very disrespectful, cursing and going on saying terrible things to David, that he killed all the family of Shaul and etc. And he's telling him that your son should take over, your son Absalom. He was saying very bad things to David, and one of the staff of David wanted to go kill him. And David said, "Don't touch him." Why? But the language he used, Hashem Amar LeKalel, Hashem told him to curse. So it's not him cursing, Hashem is cursing. Ve'echen Amar LeShimi. But we don't find Hashem telling Shimi to curse. But this is what's meant, as Rav Tereb is going to explain. Because since at that moment he's cursing, the Eibishter is giving him the tchayis, that means that the Eibishter is saying that to him, because the Eibishter is vitalizing him and telling him right now, giving him the tchayis to do that. This thought that fell into Shimi, in his heart and mind, Yordu Meis Hashem, that has descended from Hashem. Beruach piv hamachaye kol tzvam. And the ear of his mouth, which gives, vitalizes all the armies of the world. That vitalizes the spirit of Shimi at the time that he spoke these words to David. For if the spirit of Hashem's mouth, blessed mouth, would have left 1 second from the spirit of Shimei, from his life force, he could speak anything. The Eibishter has to give you the ability to speak at that moment that you're speaking. So the Eibishter is doing that. Parentheses.